السلام عليك يا وارث آدم صفوة الله، السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي الله، السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم خليل الله، السلام عليك.
Translation of the scripts is a very, very important job. I think I briefly touched on this in one of these sessions, that a lot of our books were lost. A lot of our very, very important books were lost. There's a book by Sheikh Saduq, which is even a larger compilation compared to the ones that we have available. It was called Madinatul Ilm. That's lost. We don't have that. The problem was that these books were not, at some point something happened, they weren't collected by the right people. So going around and collecting these books, whatever is available from our scholar book, is a very, very important thing that's happening. Abdullah Marashi Najaf, he did it here right now. There's also a place in Najaf that's doing a pretty similar job, and they're doing a more, in terms of technology, I don't know. Of course, they're doing pretty much, they're fixing the books as well. But those guys, what they're doing, a whole lot of the Shia books was taken away by Saddam at the time that he was there. When they attacked the Shia areas, they took a lot of those books, they destroyed some of those books, so that institution is trying to put those together. It's a very, very important job that's happening. Alhamdulillah, Marja was able to do some of that. Another thing that Ayatollah Najaf Imam Ashi is known for is his connection with the 12th Imam. There's a number of different cases where he's been seen or then quoted that he had visits either in dream or while he was awake with the 12th Imam. And that's one of the examples of people who have connection with the 12th Imam. It is possible when the Imam is in his occultation, if we reach the stage where we have purified ourselves, if the Imam sees that there is good in that, he would visit us. There's another example of that I found very interesting about a sister, a woman in Mashhad, that a scholar in Mashhad was trying to see the 12th Imam, and he tried so hard doing dua, all the different duas, going to different scholars, picking up different books and finding ways that they had mentioned to see the Imam, and he was trying all of those out. After a pretty long time, he finally got some messenger of the Imam telling him that go to this address and you'll see the Imam there. So when he went to the address, it was a sister's house. It was a woman that he went in, he saw the 12th Imam is there. The Imam told him, you don't have to go through all the trouble and doing, you know, all these special du'as and stuff like that. Just be like her and we'll come and visit you. And so he was like, what's so special about her? What has she done? This was at the time of not this last Shah of Iran, the previous one, Reza Shah. He banned the hijab. Any sister would walk on the street, they would pull the hijab off. She didn't want that, they would beat her. Okay. During that time, just to make sure she does not fall into sin, she never left her house. She would like go on the roof and talk to people. Her stuff. She didn't leave her house just to make sure she does not remove her hijab. People don't force her to remove her hijab. So that's how strong she was on her faith and trying to practice the wajibat and muharramat. We have a lot of different stories about that. People just practice the wajibat and muharramat. It's not too difficult. Doing that and sticking to it, having that strong faith, if the Imam sees it as being wise, inshallah, they make us a visit. Besides that.
أشهد أنك الإمام البر التقي الرضي الهادي المهدي، وأشهد أن الأمة من ولدك كلمة التقوى وأعلام الهدى والعروة.